Coffee Break Italian, Season 2, Episode 23.
Ciao a tutti e benvenuti ad un nuovo episodio di Coffee Break Italian. Io sono Francesca.
Io sono Ayla.
E io sono Mark. Siamo molto contenti di essere qua per registrare ancora un episodio con voi. Well, here we are. Here we are. I'm feeling a little bit guilty today.
Sì. Devo dire una cosa ai nostri ascoltatori.
Yeah, ok, you can go ahead and tell them.
Sì, perché sono un po' arrabbiata oggi. E quando sono arrivata qui per la registrazione, ho trovato Ayla e Mark che mangiavano una torta di mele. E non ne hanno lasciato nemmeno un pezzettino per me.
Scusa, Francesca.
Scusa.
Vi spiego. I'll explain to everyone. Ayla ha portato questa torta bellissima. Abbiamo aspettato un po', ma eri in ritardo.
Ma 10 minuti al massimo.
Noi avevamo tanta fame.
Sì.
Abbiamo mangiato, scusa.
Scusa. Almeno era buona, sì.
Sì, buonissima. Grazie, Ayla.
Grazie, Ayla.
No, okay, I should explain here that all of that didn't actually happen. It's just there as a starting point for this lesson, because we're going to be looking at past tenses and the combination of different past tenses. And it was a good example of these combinations of past tenses. Let us therefore get started with our lesson.
Va bene, allora mettiamoci al lavoro.
E io vi ascolto.
Okay, so in our introduction there, we heard Francesca saying or explaining that something happened before we got started with the lesson. Can you recap a little just with some simple sentences on what you said?
Quando sono arrivata qui oggi per la registrazione.
So when I arrived here for the recording, and that arrived is a thum, it's part of the narrative. It's a thing that happened when I arrived. Therefore it's the perfect tense.
Ho trovato Ayla e Mark che mangiavano una torta.
Right, interesting thing there, because Francesca said ho trovato, perfect tense, another thum. She found Ayla and Mark che mangiavano una torta. Now that's different. Mangiavano, they were eating a torta. So they were dum-di-dum-di-dum, they were eating a cake.
E non ne hanno lasciato nemmeno un pezzettino per me.
And they haven't left even a little piece for me. Non hanno lasciato. Again, that's part of the story, because it's something that happened. They didn't leave. They haven't left even a little bit for me.
Ma almeno era buona questa torta?
And then Francesca's talking about the description there. Was it a good cake? Almeno era buona. At least, was it a good cake? And in my response, I said, Ayla ha portato questa torta. Ayla brought the cake, again, part of the narrative. So another thum, another perfect tense. And then I said that we waited a little. Abbiamo aspettato un po'. Again, another thum, another part of the narrative. Ma eri in ritardo. I described, Francesca, you were late. And that is a dum-di-dum-di-dum. It's an imperfect. Mm-hmm. And we were so hungry. Description. So again, an imperfect. Abbiamo mangiato. We ate it. The perfect. So you can hear there what's happening. There are imperfects and perfects that are combined one with the other. And we have a story. So this story is made up of a combination of past tenses. Some are imperfect and some are perfect. And that's kind of what happens all the time.
Sì.
We combine the perfect and the imperfect. Okay, Francesca, let's do a little bit of a recap of these tenses. And what I'd like you to do is, because I think this will help our listeners, can you identify some particular words or phrases which will help us work out which of the tenses we will use, whether it's perfect or imperfect.
Ok, va bene, Mark. Sì. Let's start with passato prossimo, because it's the first one we learned.
Mm-hmm.
Ok, so passato prossimo is a tense used for specific actions, actions carried out only once or within a clear period of time. And there are, as you said, some time references which trigger passato prossimo. Ad esempio, ieri, yesterday, or scorso, meaning past, ad esempio, l'anno scorso, last year, giovedì scorso, last Thursday, and so on. If we have a clear date, il 4 dicembre, on the 4th of December, it's a very clear moment in the past, a year, nel 2015, in 2015, or a day, lunedì. Lunedì sono andata al mercato. On Monday, I went to the market. Or if we have the word fa, meaning ago, 3 giorni fa, 3 days ago.
Okay, that all makes sense. Now, just to point out that these time phrases and these days and so on do refer to the passato prossimo, the perfect tense, when it's a particular part of the narrative. It's the story, it's the events of the story, the themes. So yes, lunedì sono andato al mercato, I went to the market. That's a theme, it's a part of your narrative. However, they could also refer, if you're talking about descriptions, perhaps the weather, it was nice weather on Monday. Faceva bel tempo lunedì. So we need to think a little bit about what actually was happening on those particular days. Are we talking about a thum or a dum-de-dum-de-dum? Is it a single completed action part of the story, or are you describing something? So let's now talk about the imperfect and when that would be used. And again, Francesca, if there are any particular words or phrases that may conjure up in our minds an imperfect idea, then that would be helpful.
See, as we saw in previous episodes, very often we have phrases like da bambino, as a child, da giovane, when I was young, sempre, always, ogni anno, or every time we have a time expression with ogni, each, or every, ogni anno, every year, ogni estate, every summer, di solito, usually. And we also mentioned mentre, which triggers the imperfetto, while. Mentre facevo una torta, è arrivato il tuo messaggio.
Okay, so these are the ongoing repeated actions, and these are the words that can potentially trigger those ongoing actions, the dum-de-dum-de-dums, as we've talked about. Now, when we're talking about the past, very often we find both tenses, because one tense will refer to what was the ongoing thing, and then the other tense will refer to the narrative, the event that happened as part of the story. So, for example, Bruno was sleeping when Elisa arrived.
Sì, Bruno dormiva quando Elisa è arrivata.
So it's clear here that Bruno was sleeping. That's the action that's ongoing. It was in process. That's the dum-de-dum-de-dum. There's no clear beginning. There's no clear end. And that's why we need Bruno dormiva, the imperfect tense. But Elisa arrived, that is a single action. She happened to arrive at one particular moment, and that interrupted Bruno's sleep. So the dum-de-dum-de-dum of Bruno sleeping was interrupted by the thum of Elisa arriving. Let's see another example.
Sì, un altro esempio. Mentre andavo al lavoro, ho incontrato Giovanni.
So there, mentre is a little bit like quando. It means while. And that introduces an action that was in process when something else happened. So then again, you've got your dum-de-dum-de-dum. Mentre andavo al lavoro, while I was going to work, during the time that I was going to work, ho incontrato Giovanni, ho incontrato, perfect tense, the thum, I met Giovanni.
Yes, basically, ho incontrato describes an event which momentarily interrupts the action of going to work. But once I've said ciao to Giovanni and the action is over, the action of going to work continuous.
Exactly.
Does it make sense?
It makes perfect sense, yeah. Actually, you were saying, we were talking about dum-de-dums and thtooms earlier, and you were telling us how you talk to your students about this, and this might work for some of our listeners better than the dum-de-dum-de-dums and the thtooms.
Well, I'm a bit boring as compared to you, Mark, but basically, I always tell my students to imagine the imperfetto as a horizontal line, while passato prossimo is a vertical line, which interrupts in a way the ongoing action.
Okay, so the intersection of the two lines,
yes,
is where the action interrupts the other,
uh-huh,
one. Excellent. Okay, so that may help some of our listeners.
See, for example, to give one more example, I could say, cosa facevate tu e Ayla quando sono entrata nello studio?
You're just bringing this back up again, aren't,
yeah,
you? Mangiavamo una torta di mele.
Bravissima. So, quando sono entrata, Ayla e Mark mangiavano una torta di mele.
So there, the horizontal line is the mangiavamo una torta di mele. And the vertical line is when we were caught red-handed eating the cake by Francesca, who arrived, the vertical line interrupting the mangiavamo, quando Francesca è arrivata o è entrata nello studio, when she arrived in the studio. Okay, any more examples, Francesca?
Sì, I could ask you more questions, Mark.
Okay.
Okay. Ad esempio, Mark, cosa facevi ieri quando ti ho incontrato in centro?
Ok, ieri aiutavo mia madre a fare la spesa.
Oh, che bravo. E cosa facevi ieri quando ti ho telefonato?
Guardavo un film con la mia famiglia.
Bravissimo. E perché non hai risposto al mio messaggio?
Perché ero dal dentista e avevo molto male ai denti.
Oh no, davvero?
Okay. No, no,
ah,
no.
Ok.
So, perché non hai risposto? Why didn't you reply to my message? Because, and I'm answering with two imperfects here, perché ero dal dentista, I was at the dentist, e avevo molto male ai denti, and my teeth were very sore. Literally, I had very, very badness at my teeth,
sì,
and very bad italglese. Okay, we're going to practice more of this with Ayla, but just as a general rule, we can say that the imperfetto answers the question, what was happening, or what was someone doing, what was it or someone like, what used to happen?
Sì, while il passato prossimo, on the other hand, answers the question, what happened, what did someone do?
Okay, so those are the narrative parts of the story, the thtooms, the vertical lines, versus the imperfect, which are the dum-de-dum-de-dums, the rollers, the horizontal lines, the ongoing actions, descriptions, and so on. And hopefully this all makes perfect sense. Okay, we'll be back in just a moment to practice this further with Ayla.
Interrompiamo questa trasmissione per una comunicazione importante. If you'd like to make faster progress with your Italian, don't forget that you can use the premium version of this course, which features video versions of the lessons, comprehensive lesson notes, and bonus listening materials. Allora, cosa aspetti? What are you waiting for? If you'd like to take your Italian to the next level, go to coffeebreakitalianplus.com.
Okay, welcome back. We are going to be practicing a little more on the difference between the passato prossimo and the imperfetto. Ayla, how do you feel having explained all these vertical lines and horizontal lines and dum-de-dum-de-dums and thtooms? Feeling okay?
Yeah, it's definitely making it much easier. And I think with my other languages, it follows a sort of similar pattern.
Okay, let's put this to the test then. We're going to put you on the spot again, Francesca.
Okay, I have two sentences, both with verb andare. But one is in passato prossimo and the other one is in imperfetto. And I want you to tell me why I'm using one or the other.
Okay.
Okay? Allora, the first one is, l'anno scorso siamo andati in vacanza in Calabria e ci siamo divertiti molto. And the second one is, l'anno scorso, mentre andavamo in vacanza in Calabria, abbiamo avuto un piccolo incidente.
Okay, let's listen to the first sentence again and just make sure that everyone understands this. So, first sentence again, please, Francesca.
L'anno scorso siamo andati in vacanza in Calabria e ci siamo divertiti molto.
Ayla, can you explain that one?
It's saying last year we went on holiday to Calabria and we really enjoyed ourselves.
Good. Okay. So which tenses are we using there?
I think we're using the passato prossimo.
Yep. Perfect tense in both cases.
Yeah.
Siamo andati and ci siamo divertiti. Okay. Now the second sentence, let's have a listen.
L'anno scorso, mentre andavamo in vacanza in Calabria, abbiamo avuto un piccolo incidente.
Can you explain that one, Ayla?
Last year, while we were on holiday in Calabria, we had a little accident.
Almost perfect. Just think about mentre andavamo, while we were, from andare to go. While we were going.
We were going on holiday.
So it's actually during the process of going on holiday.
Okay.
Abbiamo avuto un piccolo incidente, sorry. We had a little accident. So that's a while we were doing something,
so
imperfect, and then something else happened. Thtum, you had the little accident. Okay? Good. Right. Francesca, you've prepared some sentences here, and in each case, there is a choice to make.
Sí.
Okay? Ayla's going to choose the correct verb.
Okay.
So let's hear the sentences. And then you can explain what's going on here.
Okay. So I'll give you a sentence, Ayla, and I'll give you both the passato prossimo and the imperfetto, and you have to choose which one is the most appropriate. Okay? Allora, numero uno. Mentre cucinavo, ascoltavo, ho ascoltato un podcast di Coffee Break.
Let's hear that one again. And listening to both options, there's only one that's going to really be correct here. Listen again.
Mentre cucinavo, ascoltavo, ho ascoltato un podcast di Coffee Break.
Ayla.
I'm going to go for the first option. Ascoltavo.
Sì, brava.
So while I was cooking, ascoltavo, I was listening to a podcast of Coffee Break.
Bravissima.
Ok.
Numero due. Quando ero bambino, andavo, sono andato, sempre in Abruzzo.
Let's say that one more time.
Quando ero bambino, andavo, sono andato, sempre in Abruzzo.
Ok. Ayla, can you work out what's going on here?
So I think we're saying when I was younger, I always went to Abruzzo.
Yeah. So I always went to Abruzzo, or I used to go to Abruzzo, or the sunset on the beach.
I would go.
Yeah. When I was young, I would always go to Abruzzo.
So that means it's the first option, andavo.
Andavo.
Sí. Brava.
Then that would be the imperfect.
Imperfect.
Good.
Yes.
Okay, let's move on.
Number three. Sì. Luisa ha aperto la porta. E ha trovato una sorpresa. Di nuovo, Luisa ha aperto la porta e ha trovato una sorpresa.
Okay, Ayla, see what you can work out there.
I'm going to go for the second option, ha trovato.
Why would that be?
Because Louisa opened the door and found a surprise, so that's a thum.
Exactly.
Sì.
Louisa ha aperto la porta e ha trovato una sorpresa. Okay, let's do one more.
Okay, one more. Okay, numero quattro. And you have two gaps here to fill. Allora, nel 1950, Sophia Loren ha partecipato al concorso di Miss Italia perché è stata molto bella.
Okay, this is quite tricky, this one. Let's hear it. I was going to read it again, but I'll let Francesca read it again.
Nel 1950, Sophia Loren ha partecipato al concorso di Miss Italia perché è stata Molto bella.
Okay, so, do you know who Sophia Loren is?
No, I don't.
A famous actress and a beauty queen and...
Sì.
Did she sing as well?
Non sono sicura.
Okay. Anyway, in 1950, Sophia Loren, what did she do? Was she participating or did she participate?
She participated.
Yeah, so ha partecipato mm-hmm. al concorso di Miss Italia because... Era o è stata molto bella?
I'm going to go for era.
Because it's a description.
Aha.
Benissimo.
Sì, è ancora molto bella adesso.
Esatto. Okay. It's time to have a little listen to our Caffè Culturale now, because we're going to be seeing more examples of the passato prossimo and imperfetto in the Caffè Culturale and indeed in our bonus episode.
Salve a tutti e benvenuti ad un nuovo caffè culturale. Nell'episodio 18 abbiamo parlato un po' di Antonio Meucci e della sua invenzione, il telefono. Oggi continuiamo con le biografie di personaggi famosi, ma we would like you to guess who these famous people are. Now, we're not actually going to tell you who they are in this episode, so based on what you hear, you may want to do a bit of research, and then we will reveal their identities in the next episode.
That sounds perfect. Okay, let's begin.
Sì, siete pronti? Ok, allora, il primo personaggio è una donna molto interessante. Lei è nata a Milano nel 1977, ma ha studiato e lavorato in diversi paesi del mondo. Parla molte lingue e nel 2014 è stata la prima donna italiana ad andare nello spazio. Chi è?
Well, we'll find out next time.
Oh.
Interesting. Okay, let's have number two then, Francesca.
Okay. Quest'uomo, grande scrittore ed intellettuale, è conosciuto in tutto il mondo perché ha inventato il commissario Montalbano. Adesso vive a Roma, ma è nato in Sicilia e ha scritto molti libri ambientati in questa bella terra. Chi è?
Interesting, molto interessante.
Sì.
Ok, facciamo numero tre.
Ok. Questo ragazzo è nato a Roma. Da bambino andava pazzo per il calcio e passava giornate intere a giocare con il suo migliore amico, il pallone. Con il tempo è diventato un calciatore di fama internazionale e il capitano della sua squadra del cuore, la Roma. Ha inventato il cucchiaio, the spoon kick.
I'm glad you explained that one.
Un modo particolare con cui segnare le punizioni.
I think we need to... We'll explain that a bit afterwards, but continue on.
Ok. È sposato con una famosa showgirl, Hilary Blasi, e insieme hanno avuto tre bambini. Chi è?
Ok. Now, that, there were some technical bits of vocabulary in there, Francesca. You said... You talked about il cucchiaio. We know what
sì.
il cucchiaio is. It's the spoon.
Spoon kick
but
in inglese.
A spoon kick in terms of football.
Football,
yeah?
Sì.
And then you also mentioned segnare le punizioni.
Sì, to kick a penalty. I'm not very much into football, I must say.
To kick a penalty or to take a penalty, do you automatically... Does it mean to actually score the penalty?
Ideally, yes.
You can see we're obviously very into football
I'm
here.
I'm so sorry.
It's
not my cup of tea.
Okay, so we know that we're talking about un calciatore and not un cacciatore.
Oh, no.
So we hopefully our listeners will be able to work out who number three is. Let's do one more.
Okay. Okay, and this is more your style, Mark.
Okay, curious now.
Pay attention. Okay, allora, anche questo personaggio è nato a Roma e anche lui ama il calcio. Però lui ha deciso di fare un lavoro diverso ed è diventato famoso in Italia e in diversi paesi del mondo per la sua musica e per la voce nasale molto particolare. I suoi genitori hanno scelto per lui il nome del dio greco dell'amore, e l'amore è di certo uno dei temi centrali delle sue canzoni. Si è esibito con molti cantanti famosi, ma forse il duetto che tutti ricordiamo è quello con Tina Turner. Ah, e Mark qualche volta ha cantato le sue canzoni all'interno del podcast. Chi è?
Allora, questa volta so chi è questa
immagino.
Persona. But we will not mention anything
for our
listeners. Okay, well, there are four mystery persons there, mystery people that you've got to identify. And I have to say, the vocabulary in there was quite tricky, some really complex vocabulary. But of course, the full transcript is provided in our listening notes, which you can access in our premium version of the course. Now, there are two more mystery people that we'll be adding to the bonus materials, but more about that in just a moment. Okay, that's it for another episode of Coffee Break Italian. Now, there will be more practice of the imperfect versus the perfect in our bonus materials, and that's our bonus audio listening episode and our video episode and the lesson notes. And all of that can be found at coffeebreakitalianplus.com.
And don't forget, you can find us on Facebook. That's at facebook.com/coffeebreakitalian.
And if you are on Twitter, we are at learnitalian. If you would like to find out what happens behind the scenes here at Coffee Break Languages, search for Coffee Break Languages on Instagram.
That's it for this episode. We'll be back again soon with more. For now, grazie molte e alla prossima!
Ciao ciao.
Arrivederci.
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.